What's happening locally? The news.
And it is indeed time for us to take our Wednesday morning look. Our midweek look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The former First Lady of the Republic, Marta Linares de Martinelli, confirmed that the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, issued the seizure of bank accounts, fixed-term securities and movable and immovable property in the name of Importadora Ricma S.A., also known as ERISA. This is for a turnout of up to $21.1 million. She announced that ERISA's auditors will go to the DGI to provide information to see if there was actually tax evasion or not. We're going to show that we are not tax evaders. What's more, we pay up to date and we can pay in advance. We do so to take advantage of the benefits of paying in advance. We are a company that generates a lot of tax. Imagine the Social Security Fund in the condition it is in, and this company is one that pays the most in Social Security. Are you not going to give it a chance? Said Martinelli in a public event called this Tuesday with the presidential candidates for the signing of the Pact for Human Rights of Older People. Marta de Martinelli attended on behalf of José Aurel Molino, candidate of the Realizing Goals, the RM, and Alianza parties. The Prensa reported that on the 1st of April, the DGI sent notes to most of the banks in the Panamanian market, in which it declared the immediate seizure of assets and accounts in the name of ERISA, operator of the Super 99 chain owned by the family of former President Ricardo Martinelli. Two of these banks would be the National Bank of Panama, the BNP, and the St. George's Bank, since their relationship with ERISA is public. According to the former First Lady, ERISA never received notification of anything from the DGI. Quote, there was very bad faith there. If you think there is a crime, you notify us, so that we can go to our lawyers and our accountants, she added. Although the former First Lady says that her company was unaware of the process carried out by the DGI, the Prensa published that the DGI began an investigation on the 28th of June back in 2022. This was into the companies of the Martinelli Group after the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, for the United States, will inform the Panamanian authorities. This in writing about a possible crime of tax evasion. The FBI note describes operations through which the former President Martinelli's family, including his wife and children, would benefit from irregular financial arrangements through ERISA. The La Prensa newspaper even reported that as part of these investigations, on July the 15th of 2022, DGI officials entered the headquarters of at least four supermarkets of the Super 99 chain, where DGI personnel showed interest in the equipment that reports fiscal transactions from the supermarket cash registers, as well as equipment connected to the DGI from the cash registers of a Martinelli Group company called Rapid Money, a money remittance house. Information about the seizure of the bank accounts and other assets of Importadora Ricma was obtained from banking sources and the Superintendency of Banks of Panama, which, however, did not provide details about the measures. The seizure of the accounts by the DGI occurred shortly after the head of the DGI, Publio de Garcia, and a team of officials attended a work meeting in Washington. This in response to an invitation made by the Division of the Internal Revenue Service from March the 18th to the 22nd. De Garcia had held a similar meeting with said division last December. Your grey hair, it's not a death sentence. The passage of time does not make them less independent nor capable of enjoying a full life. They're adults over 60 years of age who represent 14% of the electorate in the elections on the 5th of May, and they no longer want politicians to count them. This was the message from a group of older adults to the presidential candidates in a forum. This was in the atrium of the Electoral Tribunal this Tuesday. For the first time in the electoral history of the country, the candidates for the presidency of the republic or their representatives signed the Pact for the Human Rights of Older Persons in Panama in front of some of the 45 groups of older adults who participated in the writing of the document. "We are not aged by our arteries, but by our desire to live," said Argüendia de Barrios, to applause and shouts from the public. "Don't kill us while we are alive. We're not going to allow them to count us, and even if we get died, here we are," she added. Ricardo Lombana for the Otro Camino movement and Maribel Gordon also of the Free nomination were the only two candidates for the position who attended the event in person. José Gabriel Carrizo, candidate for the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, sent his running mate Camilo Ayen to represent him. Rosario Turner attended on behalf of the candidate Martin Torrijos, the standard-bearer of the Popular Party. Former capital mayor José Isabel Blandón was present by his running mate, Romulo Rue, for the Democratic Change, the CD party. Marta Linares de Martinelli, the wife of former President Ricardo Martinelli, was there, representing the candidate for the Realizing Goals, the RM party, José Raúl Molino. Ricardo Martinelli, of course, who remains barricaded in the Nicaraguan embassy in Panama after the Supreme Court of Justice confirmed its conviction of him for the new business case, founded the Realizing Goals Party. Linares de Martinelli said that Molino could not attend due to previous commitments. So far, Molino has not attended any presidential debates or candidate forums. Aida Michelle de Medoro, who signed the document in advance and did not stay until the end of the event, attended on behalf of her running mate, Meliton Arrocha, candidate for Free nomination. The only empty seat at the event was that of Zulo Rodriguez, independent candidate. Rodriguez did not send any representative, nor did she confirm whether she will sign the pact in the future, according to the event organizers. And José Romolino, presidential candidate of the political pact between the Realizing Goals and Alianza parties, will also not be attending the sustainable tourism debate, a state obligation organized by the National Chamber of Tourism. The event will take place on Wednesday, today, at the headquarters of the Latin American Parliament at 7:30 p.m. Until the time of writing this note, seven of the eight candidates competing for the presidency of the Republic had confirmed their participation. According to sources linked to the event, Molino, on the other hand, reported he's not going to go. Molino has also not participated in the three presidential debates that have taken place so far. In the first, on February the 26th, organised by the University of Panama and the Tribunal Electoral, the seat of the RM and Alianza candidate was empty because at that time the Tribunal Electoral was debating the disqualification of Ricardo Martinelli to compete for the presidency. By the time the Panamanian Debate Association and the Tribunal Electoral held the second debate on the 13th of March, Molino was already RM's candidate, since the Tribunal Electoral disqualified Martinelli from participating in the May elections due to his 10-year sentence. This is 10 years in prison for the new business case. However, Molino said that he would not go because he had commitments, and also claimed that the format did not contribute. Agents of the National Police and personnel from the Public Ministry seized 696 packages with drugs inside a container. This is in a port in the province of Colón. According to the report, the authorities, the rectangular passages were hidden in a container on a ship coming from the United States, in transit through Panama and with its final destination to Copenhagen, Denmark. One person has been arrested in this case, and the Public Ministry reported that the Colón and Gunayala Drug Prosecutor's Office began its investigations into the case. The Institute of National Aqueducts and Sewers, IDAN, reported that at least seven towns between Arihan and La Chorrera will be left without the supply of drinking water today, Wednesday, the 3rd of April. In a statement, IDAN details that the Jaime Quintero Díaz de la Chorrera water treatment plant will operate this Wednesday at 50% of its capacity due to cleaning work. This is in the sedimentation tanks and maintenance of the motor control center of the treated water room. These works will be carried out from 8 a.m. today until 4 p.m. The entity specifies that the supply of drinking water will be interrupted in the towns of Guadalupe, El Coco, Playa Leona, and Puerto Caimito in the district of La Chorrera. Meanwhile, the townships of Juan Demostones, Arosamena, and Vista Alegre in the district of Arihan will also be affected. In La Chorrera, the townships of Barrio Balboa and Barrio Colón will register low pressure. NIDAN reported that sensitive points in both districts, such as hospitals, will be supplied with tank trucks. The most recent epidemiological report from the Ministry of Health reflects that Panama exceeded the figure of 3,000 accumulated cases of dengue this year. For epidemiological week 12, that's the 17th to the 23rd of March, health authorities confirmed 3,215 accumulated cases of dengue nationwide. The regions with the most positive cases are Panama Metro with 583, Colón 395, Chiriquí 332, and Panama East with 287. The report specifies that dengue cases without warning signs reach 2,856, while with warning signs they amount to 343, and serious cases total 16. To date, there are still 7 deaths due to dengue in 2024. 2 cases correspond to the metropolitan region and another 2 to Colón. In the provinces of Coclé, Panama East and Chiriquí, 1 death is recorded in each. The Ministry of Health reiterates the call to the population to keep homes and work areas clean, check doors and window screens and under sinks, which are potential breeding sites for the transmitting mosquito. Dengue is transmitted through the bite of an infected mosquito. It is a disease that affects people of all ages with symptoms that vary from mild fever to a disabling fever accompanied by severe headache, pain behind the eyes, pain in muscles and joints, and erythema. This Monday, the Pan American Health Organization, the PAHO, warned about the increase in dengue cases in America. They reported that until March the 26th of this year, more than 3.5 million cases and more than 1,000 deaths were recorded in the region. And there we go. That's it. There are some of the local news items for today compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.